Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Does the way a fish is killed affect the way it tastes? Dave Arnold, food science expert and host of Cooking Issues, breaks it down.
Ikijime in general is the whole battery of Japanese fish killing techniques, okay? And then the specific technique of destroying the spinal cord, they've told me, is called shinkenuki, which means like no spine, I think, right? And it involves running a wire up the spinal cord. So all the Japanese fish killing techniques are designed, whether or not you believe they work or not, are designed to increase the quality of the fish flesh. I've noticed it most pronounced in the firmness, in the texture of the fish, although there are some taste differences we've noticed as well. And also the, you know, we have found that it makes more of a difference in raw prepped as opposed to cooked prepped, although some people disagree with me. But the idea is this: the standard Western style killing technique of just whacking it something over the head or bleeding it out while it's alive or letting it suffocate to death in a well of a boat puts a lot of stress on the fish as it's dying. And the stress from the fish dying, whether it's, you know, because of hypoxia because it doesn't have enough oxygen, or whether it's blunt trauma and bleed out, all this stuff, or, you know, whatever's pumping through the fish's system as it's in its fight or flight mode, all of those things have deleterious qualities on the quality of the flesh from an eating standpoint.
For more pearls of wisdom from Dave Arnold, tune into Cooking Issues live every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.